Before we begin our Torah study, let's pray together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshenu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lasok b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with his commands and commands us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. I want to talk to you tonight about being people who keep believing God's promises for the future. God has plans for you, and he is going to bring things to pass that have not yet been fulfilled. I love what the psalmist writes in Psalm 145, verse 13. He says, "The Lord is trustworthy in all that he promises, and he's faithful in all he does." I want you to repeat that after me. I'll call it out phrase by phrase. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises, and faithful in all he does. Now, if you're sitting next to someone, smile at them and tell them, "The Lord is trustworthy. The Lord is trustworthy. He's faithful in all that he does. What he says he will do, he in fact does do. He promises and he keeps his promises. He is faithful." And there are times when the promises of God will sustain you because he will speak to you about your future, and the word he gives you will give you strength and power. Now, as Israel was preparing for the Exodus, the Lord gave instructions about the future. And the Lord said, "I'm going to deliver you out of Egypt, and then I'm going to take you to the land of promise. So this is what I want you to do. Every Passover, I want you to celebrate every family in their own homes in the future." Let me read to you from Exodus chapter 12, verse 14. "This will be a day for you to remember and to celebrate as a festival to Adonai. From generation to generation, you're to keep celebrating it." And the Lord said this before Israel had been delivered. The Lord made a promise. He said, "I'm going to do it, and I'm going to deliver you in such a way that for generations and for ages to come, you're going to remember what I did for you." Our God makes promises, and he keeps promises. It goes on in Exodus 12, verses 25 and 26. It says this, "When you come to the land," say that phrase with me, "when you come to the land." Do you hear the supreme confidence that God has in what he's about to do? He says, you're not only celebrating Passover now before you get out in order to get out of slavery in Egypt, but you're going to keep celebrating Passover. You're not just going to keep celebrating Passover. I will get you to the land. How long would it take Israel to get to the land? How many years? 40 years. Look at the person next to you and see if you can figure out where they'll be 40 years from now. 40 years. You see, God has plans, some of which take decades, some of which take such a long time. He wants us not to forget. He wants us to remember. When you come to the land, which the Lord will give you as he has promised, you are to celebrate Passover. When your children ask you, "What do you mean by all this stuff you do at Passover?" you're to give an answer. You're to have an answer for them. So you celebrate in such a way that your children say, "Why are we doing this?" And then you've got to give an answer. Before the last night in Egypt, before Israel even leaves Egypt, the Lord is giving assurances about the future. Israel will not only get out of Egypt, Israel will make it to the promised land. Now, are you expecting anything for your future? Does anyone have hopes for their future? Anyone have holy desires from God for your future? If you're sitting next to someone who does, well, check them out and see if they do. Just look at them carefully and see, do I really think this person is trusting God for their future and is depending on God? Now ask yourself this question, does this person need God for their future? And 100%, the answer is yes. Every one of us needs God. And the Lord is saying, you're going to make it there. You're going to make it into the future. And when you get out of this place, Egypt, you will make it to the promised land. Now, if you like the person you're sitting next to, just tell them this. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You are going to make it. You're going to make it to the future that God has for you, to the freedom he has for you, and to the place that he's promised. You see, God is looking for people who will value the promises that he makes, who will take his word seriously, people who really will trust that God has good plans for them. The Lord says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good, plans to prosper you. Now, how do we show that we are such people as this? We treasure God's plans in our own hearts. We keep them in mind as we're moving forward. We tell other people about what God has done and what he will do. We remember the past and we anticipate the future. You see, God speaks and it comes to pass. All of his words are true. He speaks, he promises, he is trustworthy, he is faithful. And it is not enough for you and me just to think about something and to keep it as an idea in our mind where it can rattle around with all the other ideas that you have. It's important to open your mouth in prayer, to open your mouth in praise and to thank the Lord for what's ahead. If you're looking forward to a future that God has for you, you can start thanking the Lord and say, Lord, I thank you for the future you prepared for me. I thank you for the promises that you've made that you will keep. I thank you for the things that you've preserved that you're going to release for me all at the right time. I bet there were some people among the children of Israel who were living in Egypt, and they wanted everything that God had for them, but they wanted it in Egypt. Can you imagine if they got all the houses that they had hoped for ever, and everything that they had ever wanted, if they had it in Egypt, and then God says, okay, I gave you everything, now go. It would be hard for some people to leave if they'd received everything. Some people can't let go of what they've received. They can't say, Lord, with gratitude, I appreciate what you've already done, but I'm ready to move forward. So you can ask yourself this question, are you a person who's ready to move forward, who can remember and be thankful to the Lord for what he has done, and yet ready to move forward into the new things that he has? God has good plans for the future, for you, and he wants those good plans to rule over your heart and your mind. Now let's turn to Exodus chapter 13. This is this week's Torah portion, starting in verse 17. It says this, after Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not guide them to the highway that goes straight through the land of the Philistines because it was close by. God thought that the people, upon seeing war, might change their minds and return to Egypt. You see, there are times when we think that the shortest way is the best way. And the Lord knows if I take you the short way, it'll defeat you rather than bless you. And so there are times when the Lord's looking out for your interests, and he knows how strong you are. He knows what your capacity is. He knows what the challenges are that you're going to face. And he knows, I've got to take you round about. I've got to take you another way in order to protect you, in order to preserve you. We're going to have to go a different way. So it says in verse 8, rather God led the people by a roundabout route through the desert by the Sea of Reeds, the Red Sea. Has anybody ever felt like you're not going forward as fast as you want to, or making all the progress that you want? And you can discover if you feel this way just by paying attention to the way you pray. If you pray, how long? How long is this going to take? If that's one of your major prayers, you're thinking that the Lord doesn't know how to keep watch over his own timetable. And you're saying, Lord, I don't know if this is a good idea. I need it now. You ever pray for patience? Lord, give me patience right now. I can't wait. But when God takes us the roundabout way, it's for a reason. He knows what he's doing. The Lord knew that Pharaoh was going to come after Israel, and Pharaoh would think he could easily capture Israel because he wanted to bring them back into slavery, and he saw the route that they were taking. Now, the Lord was not only one step ahead of Pharaoh. He was not only two steps ahead of Pharaoh. He was way ahead of Pharaoh. Pharaoh was looking at the circumstances. He was looking at the facts, and he saw that Israel was moving in a place where she was going to be trapped. All of the children of Israel were going to be trapped. And he thought, this is great. I'm going to go back. I'm going to get them. I'm going to take them back into slavery. But I can tell you this, and you can be sure of this, that God is working his plan. He knows what he's doing. He knows the beginning and the end. He knows how to accomplish everything that he has promised to do. He doesn't want you to just look at your problems and think how big they are. He wants you to look at your God and think how big he is. There are moments when the enemy is going to come after you. Just remember what God has already told you about your future. Hang on to that. There are things you haven't received yet because God is saving up for you for your future. And he knows that he's going to get you through this. So you can start saying, thank you, Lord, I'm going to get through this. Thank you, Lord, there's a hope and a future for me. And thank you, Lord, you didn't give me everything that I had to leave behind. You're giving me things for the future as well. I love what Psalm 40, verse 5 says. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you've done, the things that you have planned for us. How many of you have a planner, any kind of planner with you right now? How many of you use your iPhone or something like that? All the iPhone people who are using Outlook or some planner, your calendar's on here. Can you just wave with me? We can have like a beautiful hippie moment. You know, light's dark. We'll let the light shine. How many of you use paper planners? You're old school. You love it? Oh, good for you. Good for you. The Lord has a planner too. I don't know that it's digital, and I don't know that it's on paper. But in his heart and in his mind, he has plans, and he's working his plans. He has planned great things for you, and when he fulfills his plans and his way at his time, you know what? It is so wonderful. I love this word from the book of Job, chapter 8, verse 7. Though your beginning was small, your latter days will be very great. How many of you are looking for your latter days to be greater than your beginning? Imagine if it was the other way. Though your beginning was great, your end is going to be bubkus. Nothing. And I love what the Lord promises in Isaiah 60, verse 17, I will appoint shalom, peace, as your guard, and well-being your ruler. Guarded by peace, protected by peace, made safe by peace. Now, Yeshua taught everyone to express their faith in God. He put it this way. It's in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. He says, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. If you're sitting with someone you care about, just tell them this. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Keep on asking, and you'll receive what you're asking for. Hold on to that holy desire that the Lord has given you. Keep asking. You will receive. Keep on seeking and you'll find. Keep looking for what God has promised to you. Keep looking for it. You'll find it. Keep on knocking. Do you ever feel like your head is like wood? Hard to get certain things through? Just keep knocking. Knock on the door. Keep on knocking. It says the door will be opened to you. Now, you know what that implies? You knock, it's not open. You knock some more, it's still not open. But you know what you're supposed to do? Just keep knocking. I'm not going away. Keep knocking. Keep knocking. It won't stay closed. It will open up. And then you can go through that door, and you don't have to knock the door down. The Lord will open it. That's what I like. You don't have to bluster your way through, but you do have to persevere. You persevere by asking. You persevere by being in the right place. You persevere by continuing to knock. And at just the right time, the Lord is going to open that door for you. The Lord has His plans for you. Now, if you wanted to say forward in Hebrew, what would you say? Kadima, that's right. Kadima means forward, and that's where you're headed. Don't forget to check out our Facebook pages for Beth Israel Messianic Synagogue and for Messianic Jewish Teachings. We started Kadima 2016, 40 days forward. We started on January 1st. We're going to go for 40 days. And every day we're sharing a scripture for these first 40 days of 2016 that will help you move forward. I encourage you, read those scriptures. Fill up your heart and your mind with Kadima thoughts, with Kadima faith, and then speak about the things that God shows you. Speak, open your mouth, pray, sing, tell other people. Now let's go back to Exodus, to this week's Torah portion, and see how things continue. Connect this to our real life. Exodus chapter 14, verse 9 through 15 says this: the Egyptians went after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh. Now, I can tell you, some people need to know this, that when you're moving forward with God, that opposition may try to chase you down. Don't give up just because of that. Take this as a warning so that you can be prepared. The Egyptians went after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh with his cavalry and army, and overtook them as they were encamped by the sea. Then verse 10, as Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and they saw the Egyptians right there coming after them. And in great fear, the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, was it because there were not enough graves in Egypt that you brought us out to die in the desert? Isn't that great faith? Verse 12, didn't we tell you in Egypt to leave us alone? We'll just go on being slaves for the Egyptians. It would be better for us to be the Egyptian slaves than to die in the wilderness. Verse 13, Moses answers the people, stop being so fearful. Say that with me. Stop being so fearful. Remain steady. You say that. Remain steady. And you will see how Adonai is going to save you. He will do it today. Today you've seen the Egyptians, but you'll never see them again. The Lord will do battle for you. I love David Stern's translation. Just calm yourselves down. Stop being so fearful. Remain steady. You will see the Lord will save you. The Lord will fight for you. Calm yourselves down. So Moses is saying this to Israel. Calm down. Get steady. Remember what God is going to do. Keep this in your heart and in your mind. And then the Lord turns to Moses and says, why are you crying to me? Why are you crying? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Do you know how crazy that was? Because do you remember where they're standing? They're standing at the Red Sea. And the Lord doesn't look at this condition and say, oh my gosh, I had no idea. What was I thinking? I brought you this way and there's no way out. No, it's more like this. Hallelujah. I know what I was thinking. I brought you this way. There's no way out. There's only one way out. You know how that is? Call upon the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And the people are tempted. Let's just go back to Egypt. Let's just give up. Let's just give in. This is too hard. The Egyptians are right there. We are lost. It was better for us to be back where we were. Whenever you have those thoughts, you're having the wrong thoughts. The very best thoughts are this. Lord, there's no way forward but with you. Kadima, forward, Lord. Now, what happened to the children of Israel can happen to every one of us. When we are in trouble, when we're facing a difficulty, and we look at the circumstances, and instead of crying out to God and trusting Him, we start giving the enemy too much credit, and we stop giving God enough credit, then our hearts start filling up with fear. And we start filling up with unbelief. And it's all based on what we see. We do see things that are real, that make us afraid. But the Lord is master even over the unseen realm and the seen realm. And He can look at that seen realm. He can look at everything you can see. And He can say, I've still got a way forward for you. I'm still working. Our own unbelief surfaces when we forget God's promises. When we are not mindful of what He says He will do, we start accusing one another and we accuse the Lord. And we start preparing to surrender to the enemy. I'm going to give up. I'm going to go back into slavery. We start preparing to go backwards. We start expecting the worst, and we put our faith in the bad news, not the good news. We start believing, you know what? This is bad. It can only get worse. We start arguing among ourselves and convincing ourselves there's no way forward. And yet, do you remember what God had said to the children of Israel before they even set out? He said, when you get to the promised land, when you get to the promised land, He will speak things to us. He'll show us things so that we know that there's a hope and a future. How many of you are holding on to things that God has for you? He's promised you things, and you know that you have not fully received them yet. You haven't experienced them yet. We once had to fly from St. Petersburg, Russia, to Kiev, Ukraine, and we got on this airplane that I can't tell you it was really airworthy. I'm not sure it was safe to be on that airplane. And there was a sign by the windows, and there were ropes near the windows, and it said, in the event of emergency, break window and climb out. We had, Sandy and I were traveling with two friends from America who had never been in the former Soviet Union. And for them, this was a white-knuckle experience. And these were people of real substance who really trusted the Lord. But when they got on this plane and it was like shaking, taking off, and they looked at its condition, it was a white-knuckle experience. They were holding on to the armrest for dear life, and I actually saw their knuckles turn white. That's how I understood it as a white-knuckle experience. They were so terrified of the situation that they were in. And I said to Sandy, you know, you never want to get on one of these planes feeling like everything that God has ever promised you has already been fulfilled. You want to have in mind that there are things yet ahead so that you can say, it's not time, Lord. I'm still moving forward with you. I remember being on that plane and just resting in the fact that there were plans that God had for us. There were good things that He wanted to accomplish. And I just somehow put myself in that position of trusting the Lord. You're like, Lord, according to airplanes and everything I know about this, I should be nervous. But I tell you what, Lord, I trust you for the future. Thank you, Lord, that there are things that are not yet complete. And I told someone, you don't ever want to get on one of those airplanes thinking that you've finished everything that's ever been put before you and you've received everything that God wants to give you. You still want something that's got to take you at least one more day past that situation. You see, there is a temptation that all of us is subject to. It's the temptation to believe the bad news rather than the good news. The temptation to believe that our enemy, our adversary, is actually stronger than our God. The temptation when we are in the middle of some difficulty to think, God doesn't know what he's doing. He can't see what's going on. He's not mindful of this. But I want to tell you this. God sees you. He takes notice of you. He cares for you. He has plans for you. And he's like he spoke to Moses, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you crying like this thing is desperate? It's not. I have a plan for you. I already told you we're going to make it through this. There's much ahead. Don't give in to those temptations to go backwards. Keep believing in the Lord's promises. Hide them in your heart. Keep praying, and you will see these promises come to pass. His promises to you, his promises to your family, his promises to this congregation, his promises to Israel, his promises to the whole world. God speaks and he makes it come to pass. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord will be fulfilled. He will give you the hope, the future that he's planned for you. Hold on to him. When you get to what looks like a dead end, remember this. The Lord is the master, and he can open up a way where there is no way. He wants you and me to remember this, that we come from a people that went through the desert and went through the trials and the tribulations of the adversary, but we were under the watchful care of our God who preserved us, and he has continued to preserve us. Some of us have had harrowing experiences or difficulties in our lives where it's a miracle we're even alive. How many of you have that sense that it's a miracle you're still alive? That you went through some stuff where you shouldn't be alive. You went through some experiences where you knew it's almost impossible that you're still alive except for the grace of God. I want to tell you, keep remembering this. Keep this in your heart. Keep it in front of you because God wants you to find your comfort in him, your safety in him, your future in him. You may feel some difficulty in your life right now, but I want you to understand something. God wants you to lead you through that difficulty into all the good things that he has in mind for you. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to preserve you. Half of us in this room should be dead by now. We're not. We're still alive. God's plans are still being fulfilled. I want to encourage you, don't give in to thinking that the enemy is stronger than the Lord. Don't give in to thinking that your circumstance is more difficult than God's authority and his ability. If you still are waiting with hope and with faith and with expectation about the things that have not yet been done, you're in good condition. If you've still got hope in you, if you are still anticipating that there is a God who knows you by name and who has a future and who has plans for you, you can hold on to him with confidence. And when you find yourself in a circumstance like Israel did, no way out, then you can look and say, Lord, you're my way out. My life is hidden in you. Yeshua taught us something through his death and burial and resurrection. God knows how to raise the dead. God has the power to transform reality for us and to make it possible for his good and perfect will to be fulfilled and accomplished. Some of you are waiting for children. You want to have a family. God can do it. Some of you are waiting for healing, and I can tell you this, God can do it. Some of you are waiting for a new job or provision. I want to tell you this, God can do it. Some of you are waiting for a breakthrough of reconciliation for relationships, and I want to tell you this, God can do it. Hold on to him. Keep trusting him. Because not only can he do it, I want to tell you, he will do it. I want to pray for you. If you're waiting for things, if you're hoping for things, if you feel like you don't see the way out, I want to pray for you that you'll see God, you'll see the Lord, and that he'll sustain you. Lord, I thank you that you speak and it comes to pass. That all of your words are true. I thank you that in Messiah Yeshua, we can continue to keep knocking. We can continue to keep asking. And we will see, Lord, as we keep seeking you, we will see your breakthroughs, we'll see your provision, we'll see your healing, we'll see your miracles, we'll see your good and perfect will fulfilled in our lives. Renew us, O Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness. Renew us, Lord. We thank you because you see the end and the beginning. Renew us, Lord, that we could move forward with you in this beautiful year you've opened up for us. We pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. Let's close with Aaron's blessing. Would you stand up? Yivarachcha Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ye'er Adonai p'navelecha v'yichunecha, Yisar Adonai p'navelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you, the Lord be gracious to you, the Lord lift up his face to you and give you his peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom.